Yeah, you probably never get tired of hearing that song. Maybe if you're from the younger generation, you don't get it. But back in the day, when that first came out, radio stations would play that like in their regular rotation. Like they would play the hits of the day, they would include that. And that included the country stations. It didn't matter. And people would request it. I'm trying to guess when that first came out. 75, 76, maybe earlier. I don't know. Jimmy Pohl, of course, from Beaver County and the Steeler Polka. And it's going to be one of those celebration nights coming up. You know, the Hall of Honor was widely discussed back in the summer. First of all, when it was announced that it would first be formed, the Hall of Honor, and then certainly when the selection committee, of which I'm a member, came up with our four inductees for this year in the inaugural class, there was a lot of controversy, as we expected there would be. In case you've forgotten, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Hall of Honor, I should say, induction ceremony will be coming up Sunday evening at halftime of the Steelers and Packers game. There will be an induction banquet the night before at Heinz Field, and the four inductees will be represented. In case you are not aware or have forgotten, the Hall of Fame, honorees this year will be Elsie Greenwood, the late Elsie Greenwood, Donnie Schell, Andy Russell, and Dick Hoke. Of course, Dick, longtime player and coach, and all those guys were all part of the greatest era in Super Bowl history, four Super Bowls in 6 years. And a reminder that Saturday evening at 5, from 5 until 7, a special program on 970 ESPN and Steelers Nation Radio. Craig Wolfley and I be broadcasting from the induction banquet at Heinz Field. He is going to be in the Steelers Hall of Honor because he's already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's the great Mel Blount, guy who changed defensive football in the NFL. Mel, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
Hey, Stan, I'm good, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all the listeners. And, hey, man, I'm just honored to be on your show.
Well, believe me, the honor is all mine. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all the young men who are at the youth home. Mel, remember when we had the television show which announced the four Hall of Honor folks that are going to be going in? And I remember something you said, that the biggest thrill for you was seeing these guys being honored by the Steelers, because you and so many others of your teammates have already been enshrined in the Hall of Fame in Canton.
Well, Stan, it's no question about it. I mean, when you look back at what happened in the 70s and all the great players that came through there under Chuck Noll, and, you know, some of us have been recognized in the Hall of Fame, NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame, but, man, there are so many guys, and I can start raveling them off, like, for an example, Larry Brown or Donnie Schell or Andy Russell or John Cove. Just go on and on and on of great players who made tremendous contributions to the Steeler organization. And to see them come up with this idea to recognize these guys is just a tremendous blessing. And I'm very, very happy about it because, you know, those guys were a big part of what happened here and a big reason we are where we are.
Mel, we have not heard a great deal. Donnie Schell doesn't live in the area. Andy Russell most certainly does, and Dick Hoke does. I wonder if you've had a conversation with those guys about what it means to them as they get ready for the induction banquet Saturday and the ceremony at halftime Sunday night.
Well, I have not had a conversation with any of them about that other than, you know, just to say congratulations. I haven't really talked in depth about what it means, but I can tell you, like any employee, or, you know, when the organization you work for recognize you and recognize the contribution that you made, it's a tremendous honor, and I'm sure these guys feel the same way, to be recognized. And so we'll have that conversation this weekend and get a chance to hear guys, but I'm sure they're very excited about it.
You know, speaking of excited, on the occasion, it's interesting to me that, and it seems to me that this goes along with teams that win championships, when that happens, players who, of course, come from all walks of life, from all portions of the country, settle down. In Pittsburgh, as you have and so many others have, we're seeing that now in hockey because they've won so many championships. And I'm wondering, whenever you have these gatherings, whether it's informal, your annual roast to raise money, whether it's at the stadium, is it a special reunion, is it a special bond to get back together again and remember what you accomplished as a group?
Well, Stan, it's no question. There's something magical that happens when you get back around the guys that, you know, you got to understand, too, that when we all came along, we were very young men, and we grew together, we matured, our families came up together. So it's just a big, it's like a family reunion. And so that's one of the things that I think most guys are going to be excited about this weekend, is just seeing each other. You know, obviously, to be recognized as something real special, but I bet you to a man, everybody would be saying, man, how great it is to see you. And that was the thing they enjoyed most about the weekend, is just getting back together, being around the guys, because it is something special. And that's what happens when you have success. You know, when you're part of a winning organization and been a part of a winning program, you know, everybody loves each other. And, That's pretty special.
And it's like anybody going to a high school reunion or a college reunion. I would imagine the feelings are exactly the same. Do you feel as time goes on, I mean, there are going to be some guys you did not play with who are going to be selected for the Hall of Honor. Do you feel a connection to Steelers players who followed you? You did not play with them, but they became great Steelers as well, whether it's, you know, Alan Faneca or Aaron Smith or Jason Gilden or some of those guys.
Well, you know, it's a brotherhood. There's no question about it, whether you played in the 70s, the 80s, 90s, or even today. In fact, I'm at the Steeler Facility 9. You know, just young guys come up to you and talk to you. And so it's special because, you know, the journey is basically the same for everybody. I don't care what year you played. You know, it's a lot of hard work goes into it. And I think guys respect that and understand that when you see a player who's gotten to a certain level or having a certain amount of success, you know the kind of work and commitment and sacrifice that they've made to get there. And so that's special too, because you know and you're part of a family, a brotherhood. It's pretty special.
Mel Blount is our guest. Mel, while you're at the facility, do me a favor, take some of those secondary guys and teach them how to tackle, will you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think I've seen just about all of the secondaries come up to me and talked, and so I just try to encourage the guys. But you know, these guys are doing well, man. They're playing well, and I'm excited. I think we got a good a chance this year as ever to really get to the big dance. So it's just one game at a time. If they take care of business, I'm sure that we can get there. And the main thing is trying to not only get to the tournament, but position yourself to get home field advantage and see what happens.
And I would agree. I think all those things are lining up nicely. Just for fun, since you're over at the facility, let's say that you're 25 years old again, Mel. How would you do covering Antonio Brown?
Well, basically the same way I covered Stallworth and Lynn Swann. I mean, you know, just go out there and compete. And I think that's what make, you know, when you look at organizations like the Steelers, any great organization, they got great players on both sides of the ball. And so when you compete against great players every day, when you get to Sunday, it's no big deal. And that's one of the things that I tell people all the time. They say, well, who was your toughest receiver? I said, man, look, it was every week, every day during the week, dealing with Stallworth and Swann and Sweeney and Benny Cunningham and all those guys. So when we got to the Sunday game, you know, we were prepared to go against the best. And so that's what I see here. And I think I know Antonio, he probably make these guys better, because when he come off the ball and the way he play the ball in the air and run routes, it's got to be good for our defensive backs if they get out there and work.
No doubt. Is he as good as you've seen recently, talking about AB?
Well, I think there's no question. I think this and, you know, I tell you, I've seen this guy and I've watched him over the years, and the way I saw him accelerate and do things, he's a special player, and I'm just glad that we have him, and we just hope he can stay healthy and get there and win a championship, because he's the kind of guy that, you know, guys like that don't come along that often. So you want to see him have success and really just elevate your whole organization. And he does that for the Steelers.
No doubt. And we've been very fortunate to see the kind of receivers with Swan and Stallworth and Hines Ward and Antonio Brown.
Right.
The last thing, Mel, and again, thank you for being with us today. If there is a sad note Saturday night and Sunday, it's that Dan Rooney is not with us to enjoy it. He and his son Art came up with this idea a while ago, and they wanted to implement it. It's going to be sad that Dan is not going to be there. All certainly, he won't be there, but he certainly will not be forgotten.
Well, it's no question about it. We just finished talking about him. I was talking with some people in the front office, and we were talking about Dan Rooney's stories and his accomplishments. I was sharing with them when I came to the Steelers in 1970 in the old Roosevelt Hotel downtown Pittsburgh, where I signed my first contract, and how Dan had just started to take over the Steeler front office and to build it to what it is today. And not only that, to be an ambassador in the political arena. You know, this guy was special, man, and we're grateful that we had him here in Pittsburgh.
Undoubtedly. We're glad we have you here in Pittsburgh, Mel, back in those days and throughout the rest of your life. You're obviously a huge asset to the community, not just the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, I thank you for the time today, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Hey, Stan, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and to all the listeners out there, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Mel, same back to you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You bet. And there he goes, the great Mel Blount, one of a kind. Really, when you stop and think about it, I mean, there have been some great corners in the league, but not many of them forced the NFL to change the rules, which is exactly, wait a minute, you're too good. We have to change, basically what it was, you're too good. We have to change the rules. That's how great the great Mel Blount was. All right, when we come back, we'll fill you in on what's happening the rest of this week and on the weekend. Tell you about Monday's program. We'll have this date in sports history and birthdays all ahead on Savern on Sports.